So, what makes the original Hooters so special? Everybody wants to know our secret recipe. The answer is simple. We care about our people, the food we serve, our guests, and the community around us. We created a unique experience like no other, like watching your favorite team with an ice-cold beer and world-famous chicken wings served by a legendary Hooters girl. What could be better? To us, originality isn't just one thing. It's everything. Hooters, always original.
Josh Allen to Josh Allen. Among the things we will talk about in this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, recording this at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday, December 3rd. Week 13 is complete. Looking ahead to week 14. Got a lot to cover. Let me get to it. Let me thank Brandon Legal Group for their continued support, Pin Chasers, and of course, Hooters, our presenting sponsor for the last 8 years. My email for fantasy football purposes, or if you want to try to get last minute into my Todd Wright Tour 49 Holiday Spectacular Golf Tournament on December the 14th, wright.todd@yahoo.com. If you have a golf request, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Before we talk about Josh Allen to Josh Allen and a very memorable play from this season that will be even more memorable if the Bills go on to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl, if you personally win your fantasy championship, due in part because of the boost you got from Allen. I also had James Cook in that game. I'm going to talk about all this. It will be remembered. If Josh Allen goes into the Hall, that play will be seen a lot around his induction into the Hall, considering how unique it was and the fact that it was a snow game at home for the Buffalo Bills. I want to talk some personal things based on the leagues I commission. There are no podcast leagues as of this year. We took that out of the Hooters contract. These are just my personal leagues now that I can control and have had a lot of fun with this year. In the two leagues, we ended in week 13, so we could avoid players sitting in week 17 and week 16, albeit dealing with a tough bye week. We'll talk about that for week 14 and first round playoff games. So in the Candyland Coalition, I want to congratulate the six teams that made the playoffs: Bengal Ralph, Peanut M&M Power, Captain Morgan, Bubblicious Bunch, the Sage Ira Kaufman from JoeBucksFan.com, Grandpop Rocks, defending champion Sean Sullivan of Bill Curry Ford, Snow Cap in Your Ass. I came in as the 5 seed and just sneaking in as the 6 seed, the only other team with a winning record, Greg Barker from the Top Right Tour, the Gobstoppers. Not making the playoffs, Drew Garabo, Mark Fitzpatrick, Anthony Metzler from Hooters, Peter Gulish, the two Musketeers from Papa John's, and the great Scott Curran, Rolo with my homies. Of note on Mark missing the playoffs, started out 6-1, lost his last 6. Lost some players to injury along the way. He has Derrick Henry. He will not be in the postseason. Hell of a late push by Sean to get in the playoffs, considering how slow he began the season. He does have Ja'Marr Chase, who is the wide receiver to have, but Sean is defending his title. In the Fantasy Football Foundation, where I am defending champ, I basically suffered much the same fate as Mark did in the coalition, and still made the playoffs, but now I'm in bye week hell. I have maybe half a team before I sort through whatever is going to be available on waivers. And by not having a first round bye, it's going to be very difficult because I had planned on it. I was 7-2, not planning on playing week 14, lost the next three by a combined 5.01 points. You've all been there. I've never been there quite like this. And then I got my ass handed to me this week, made some bad start sit decisions personally, but probably would have gotten beaten anyway. And I lose the first round bye. So in the foundation, it's SD, a defending champ with a first round bye, BD Benny from Countryside Country Club with a first round bye, myself and Doc, as well as Joey DiPompo, director of golf of Tampa Bay Downs, against Josh Fernandez, store manager of PDQ West Chase. Those are the playoff teams. Tara, Sean, Jared of West Chase Golf Club, and the great Dave Worth, happy birthday, Dave, conducting exit interviews. Both SD, top seed in the foundation, and Bengal Ralph, top seed in the coalition, have Saquon Barkley. I would imagine this is a common theme for many leagues out there where the owner that has Barkley is tops in the league or damn close to it. And this week, Barkley gets the defense giving up the most points to fantasy running backs in the Carolina Panthers. So there's a quick review of what's going on in my leagues. I may not have made the coalition playoffs had it not been for Josh Allen and James Cook. I thought I was pretty much dead into the first quarter of that game, and then Cook busts off a big run and I'm alive. Josh Allen throws a touchdown to someone else. Was that Mac Hollins? And I'm close. And then early second half, Allen to Cooper, Cooper with the pitch, Allen scores, and I'm in the playoffs. It was Drew Garabo of 102.5 The Bone who immediately texted me. I was out and was just like relieved that I wasn't going to miss the playoffs. Who said, do you know that Allen gets two touchdowns? And I'm like, I know nothing at this point. I'll review it later. So I didn't know that was how it would be scored, but it makes sense. Allen initiated the pass, and he finished the play. So he gets credit for both. I get that. It's a big play. It's not a ridiculously big play from a fantasy standpoint in this sense. I play standard scoring, but you add the yardage to the scoring play. So it was a shorter pass, right? Shorter pass reception. So there's not a lot of yardage to add there. It's almost the same, if not, what, a little less than the Cook run. Because that was, what, 65 yards? So 6 for the touchdown, 6.5 for the yardage, 12.5. Allen gets 4 for the throw, 6 for the reception. Roughly, it's almost a push. So it's not, while it's a one of a kind play, sure, we've had guys throw a ball and it get deflected and catch it. I think Brad Johnson had one for a touchdown with the Vikings a number of years ago, before he became the Super Bowl quarterback of the Buccaneers. And Mariota was the last to do it for the Titans. I don't know if he scored on the play or not. He might have. I know he gained yardage. The Bo Nix Mims, what, 92, 93-yard touchdown, which momentarily gave me hope in the foundation for a first round bye before my opponent had Jerry Jeudy a few minutes later, and it was over for me. But Mims' touchdown was worth more than Josh Allen's double touchdown, as one example. But obviously something we talk about. And yeah, investments in the Niners this year just don't seem to have it. And now we're getting at that point where we're looking at the age of everybody but Purdy, you know, of key players. And is the window still, I think the window's still open for one more year. Now, if they don't make the playoffs or win a playoff game next year, they're out, you know, after the first round, I think you could see some changes. And that includes a change at head coach just because Shanahan has been there long enough and didn't get it done. And we'll see what we have with McCaffrey and Kittle and Debo and Trent Williams going forward. No Bosa out there was a big deal from the game standpoint as well. Buys this week. No Baltimore, no Denver, no Houston, no Indy, no New England, no Washington. So let's just check off. The top quarterback in my scoring settings isn't playing. One of the top three running backs isn't playing. In Derrick Henry, no Zay Flowers. Mark Andrews has been coming on. So that's four significant guys. Justin Tucker needs the week off. Denver, no Bo Nix. No Cortland Sutton. Houston, no Nico. No Joe Mixon. That's a big one. Stroud, not so much. Indy, Jonathan Taylor needs the week off, but no Richardson, who's doing everything with his legs now. That's the Colts' ground game. Got him a win against the Patriots. Another week for Downs to get healthy. No Alec Pierce. Another week for Pittman to get right. New England, no Ramondre. No ability to stream Drake May if you were thinking of doing that. And Washington, which jumped out big in the first half. That was, you know, now they need to put what the last kind of the end of the Dallas game and the first half of the Tennessee game together to play a full 60 minutes, which they haven't done in a month and a half. But no Jaden Daniels, no Robinson pending availability, no McLaurin, no Ertz. So a lot of bye week players plan accordingly. We'll do another fantasy podcast for you later this week, or maybe we'll take a look at some specific games and starts and sits. For many of you, it's the last week of your regular season, so you're trying to solidify your playoff position, maybe earn a first round bye, or just get in to the playoffs. For me, made the playoffs in both leagues. I don't feel very good about either of my teams, but it's all a game. It's all in fun. And it's fun talking to all of you about fantasy football camp. I'm flattered we've been able to do this together for 9 years. I'll give you a 10th, and I don't know after that. I just don't know. Write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. If you heard me on VEASAN on Thanksgiving morning talking fantasy and about the Thursday games, thank you to Gil and Kelly for having me on. I look forward to being on for the fantasy playoffs on VEASAN as well. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later this week.